Commissioners Court, June 13th, 2022, regular session begins here.
Okay, this is we're here at Franklin County Commissioners Court open meeting, and it's the 13th day of June 2022 at 9 o'clock a.m. in the courtroom here in Mount Vernon, Texas. We'll start with the invocation. Sam, you want to lead us in order?
Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the day. We thank you for the beautiful day you sent our way. Lord, we just ask for guidance and wisdom as we do the county's business. Father, again, we just ask you to bless our nation as well as our county. Father, we again thank you for all the good things you do for us. And this in Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right. Do we have any public comments? And also, on the public comments, if we get to an agenda item that you'd like to speak, just raise your hand and we'll let you speak at any time. All right, we'll go to agenda item number one, approve the minutes from May 23rd, 22 regular session and May 23rd, 22 workshop session.
I move to approve.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Aye. Okay. Number two, audit claims against the county and authorize their payments.
Good morning. The amount I have for you to approve today is $313,010.43.
Okay. Any questions, comments?
I make a motion to pay the claims against the county.
Second.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number three, consider and take action on approving Mount Vernon Key Club's 2022 Hotel Motel Occupants. Come on through.
That is three.
Yeah,
three.
Yeah. Did I miss something?
Three.
Consider and take action on approving Mount Vernon Key Club's 2022 Hotel Motel Occupancy Tax Funding Request. Frankie showed up today. I think we told her before the budget starts, she needs to put it on there, correct?
Did she get an application?
Yeah, right here.
Do you have the application?
Yeah, I've got a copy.
Hold on, I've got a copy. Yes, it is here. And let's see here. For $5,000. Total amount requested $5,000, provided details. And we'd all know what it's for the
Key Club.
I make a motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number four, first reading, replat lots 6R-1 and 9R-1, Section 2, Kings Country Subdivision, Les Owens and Mark. Who's here for it? Donnie, I feel that point here. You want to discuss it? Is this it right here?
It's just to, he owns a house in Keys Country, and he bought his next door neighbor's house. He has a lot between them.
Uh-huh.
And he wants to replat that lot to go with his house. And he's going to resell the neighbor's house.
Okay. And we have all the paperwork on
that? Well, this is first reading, so you don't have to have all that until the second one.
Okay. Y'all look at it. Hey, Donna. Kind of pointed out to us, but it deals in a subdivision, it's in a homeowner's King's Country.
Right.
And they signed off on it.
That I was seeing there.
Okay. And this is the one you're talking about, right?
Yeah, this lot, his house here, this is the lot. And it goes with this house. We'll get a pre-plat to go with his. We're remodeling this house, and he's
going to
sell it.
Okay.
Let's explain that to us here, please.
Okay. This is my son's house. This is the lot that
but this homeowner owns, my son bought both of these. And so he's gonna replat this to go with his and then resell.
Can it move up to this dotted line?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
So he owns all of it?
Right, he's got, yeah.
He just gonna have a bigger lot than total.
Right, well, his, he will keep this, this lot to go with this house and resell this house.
All right.
Move to approve first reading.
Second.
All right, thanks, sir. A motion and a second. Is there any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate you. All right, see you later. Okay, number five, consider and take action on approving official bond at Oak and Franklin County Auditor Marla White. And we got that, correct?
Yeah, we done three.
Okay. This is for $5,000.
That's important, bond and Marla.
All right, do we have a motion to approve?
I move to approve.
Second.
Got a motion, second, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number six, consider and take action on approving request for Farmers Electric Cooperative Incorporated to construct a electrical power distribution facility across County Road 1021. And that's just a normal thing that they do every time. To do that through the court. Precinct one, if we have any problem with it.
Well, Honor has, he like never got, he like never got the easement. Yeah, end up having to lay, go down the road ditch to keep it up. But it's all gonna be good, it's a problem. It's gonna work when they're done, but the bad part about it was, oh, they lived across the street and they couldn't get an easement on the old power line to hook up to it. I've never heard of it, so I thought that it was a deal that they can't sign their contract again. But anyways, I'm gonna sign that later.
Okay, got a motion, do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number seven. Record May 24, 2020 Democratic and Republican runoff election result.
I emailed y'all all that.
Okay.
Just putting y'all record in the minutes.
Yep. And it is on record. Number eight, record certificate of course completion 2021-2022 tax cybersecurity awareness training by Landon Ramsey. Hold on, the nick of time.
100%.
100%.
Didn't miss a question. All right.
Don't brag.
Well, I missed a few of them because I was trying to do five things at one time, but I passed. Do we have anybody that hadn't finished that yet?
That'd be, but I can get it still.
You still can get them.
I know the sheriff's office.
I know she was trying.
Yeah.
No, I know she was trying too because I was calling me. Mm-hmm.
All righty.
I'll send another email because I know they can finish for everyone.
Okay, let's go to number nine, report level two criminal justice information service security awareness training certificate for Bobby Mann, and that is so reported. We got that. And number 10, presentation of Jeff Snowden and CapEx Consulting. Jeff, are you here? There you are. And we won't go real deep into it. I've called Hopkins County and Lamar County and talked to them. And you may just kind of just tell us where we need to go or what y'all have been. They're very pleased with you, first of all, I'm gonna say that. But I know that Charlie wanted to get you up here and talk to us about very limited where you want to go with this and where you don't want to go with this. We understand that and everything. We talked about going to executive session, but this really didn't fit in an executive session deal. So we'll stop at anything that we don't want to go into that we can't go into right now until we do. If we hire you, then I think my understanding is long as we hire you, is then we can go into that later on. Maybe if there's a position where we talk to the lawyers about something. I think the question is, why do we need to go here? Why do we need to do a tax abatement? And what they did wasn't really a tax abatement, it was a 431. But I called the superintendent, he said...
381.
381. And the school went into a 313 or something. And I maybe, I'm just throwing numbers out there. It didn't sound like the same thing the school, and they had done four, and they're possibly doing one more. I just want to know what the difference is about where we need to go on which position. So
I kind of like to not go up.
You can. You can.
I'm a good here.
No, you're good there.
Okay.
No, you're good. So I can hear you.
No, thank you all.
Yeah. Commissioner
Anderson, thank you for getting out. And is that you?
Yes.
Thank you. Sorry I was late. So your question is, why would y'all want to do anything for them?
Well, I don't know the difference between a regular 5-year, 7-year, 10-year tax abatement that we usually do on businesses that they've done in the past. You know, when we get a big business here like Lowe's, when they came and they gave them a tax abatement. But this is really, no, my understanding, this is not really a tax abatement. This is more of a, I know that the schools like South Hill and so much every year coming in.
Yes, sir. Okay, so the distinction is, and I've looked at, you got Lupinus 1 and 2, and then you've got Stockyards. So I've looked at Lupinus 1 and 2, and based on the capacity, 300 and 200 megawatts, that both is at full freight that your current tax rate would bring in. 300 megawatt would bring in $9.2 million over 10 years. 200 megawatt would bring in $6.2 million. The third one, Stockyard, just got batteries. That's a big number too. It make a time and a half, but it's 210 megawatts. I haven't finished the model, but it's probably good. It could bring in $8 or $9 million over 10 years. The way I like to do these is I like to abate 100%. But then calculate a pilot payment in lieu of taxes, which represents anywhere in Lamar County, our pilot payments recovered 65% of the full freight over 10 years. So we abated 35%. Down in Webb County, which is Laredo, we abated 25, we have 75. So a lot of these, like Hopkins, I did not do Hopkins.
He brought your name up and he talked highly about the job.
I'd like to, but I hadn't done it. But I understand they gave away 80% over 10 years. So
really?
I wouldn't be a part of that. But the pilot payment, the advantages of doing that versus abatement is once you execute the agreement over the 10-year period, which is what I recommend, they have no more ability over 10 years to send consultants and attorneys to your appraisal district every year arguing over values. You're protected. You've established a value, and if they choose to fight it, they unwind the agreement and they're subject to full levy, that retroactive back to the date of execution. So your appraiser, your chief appraiser, is he at the present today by any chance?
No.
They would like that. The other thing about a pilot payment coming in as revenue as opposed to ad valorem tax revenue is you've got more flexibility with your caps and so forth. Use that revenue. The newly imposed caps from the legislature, that's considered other revenue, not tax revenue, so you can do other things with that and not violate your cap and trigger tax rate decrease.
Does that go for the Robin Hood plan with the school district too? Does that
affect? I don't know the answer to that. I don't do the school district work. I probably should look at it, but I never have done. I've never been asked to do it. My understanding on the school district deal is they timed out, that's fixing to go away. They can't do that anymore unless the legislature acts. I understood that that's fixing to play out, and the value limitation was, I see what they're going after the school first, which is the biggest levy. And I don't know that the school's got much more time to consent. I think that at the end of June, that goes away for school districts. And that's the biggest part of it. So I can't answer your question, Commissioner, on the school district, but for y'all, the revenue opportunity, I mean, it's significant, like I said, 9 and 6, if they did them both. The fact that they don't want to start construction until 2027 is odd.
never seen push it out that far. So I don't know how real it is if they want 5 years to put it together. Do y'all know whether they've started leasing the ground?
I haven't got any kind of notification. I know that I'm hearing rumors from a lot of different people that they've already purchased land that are leased land close to us, and I haven't seen any documentation on it whatsoever.
That'd be a long time to sign to pay option money on leased ground 5 years.
I had a man contact me that he was got property in that area and he had sold out to him and he's gonna move down in my precinct where his daughter is. And that's all I've had. And I'd had another man contact me. He was concerned about all the property that was being bought up out there. And he hadn't sold his to him at that time, but he said that his land close to him that I had. But as far as knowing exactly what, I do not know.
The only one I know for sure is just right across the county line, almost in our Nat Gibbs, so 3,000 acres or something like that.
Which one?
Over in Hopkins County, just over into Hopkins County.
Yeah, but they're
building right now.
They're on the way.
Yeah, they've got a lot of federal incentives right now to build. Most of, do y'all levy a sales tax here at the county level or just at the city?
The city.
Okay. Most of it's sales tax exempt, but batteries are not. So there's an opportunity there to get.
We have sales tax.
Oh, that's right. Yes, we do. I'm sorry. Yes, we do.
Y'all have any?
Yeah, we just don't have much selling out.
So on a half penny, then you would want to compel them in this agreement that sales tax benefit for anything that's exempt accrues to the benefit of your county, frankly. So when they buy the batteries, you don't want to trigger sales tax until they place them in service here. So that's a bond for you. Other thing is roads. You want to make sure that your roads are protected, and then your whatever agreement that you execute, if they commit to leave your roads in the condition they found them in or better. Lamar County had an issue with that, and with how they did it. There's a whole lot more detail I can provide you, but I want to get off track and answer specific questions, so I'm glad.
What?
This lady got a question.
Oh, yes.
What are they talking about selling and building?
Solar field for the solar panel.
Solar field for the county?
Well, they're buying a property that certain companies are individual, they're privately owned companies that are coming in and putting in the solar panels all over Lamar. They're all over Lamar County right now. Hopkins County got several of them going up.
The money sounds good on it, but I just want to know how much it evaluates the rest of the property around it. When that, I mean, you all will gain there and lose on the other deal.
I would, you know, that point has come up, and Bell County Judge David Blackburn, which is Temple, he was very concerned that it was so far. I think they've had permitted $800 million worth of them there. And he did a very detailed study. He could not come up with $1 decline in adjoining property.
Usually the ones next to them continue, but they just keep selling out until they get disgusted, and they'll sell out. That's happened in Lamar County. They're up to, over that Red River and Lamar is up to 18,000 acres for those things. We're a small county. We don't have that much property to give away to or sell or whatever. That's the way I look at it.
Well,
Commissioner, I haven't seen much purchases. What typically they'll go to the landowner and they'll do a service lease with a 10, 15 year term with an extender on it. And the lease payments have an escalator, so every year they'll go up 3% or something like that. The only time I see them buy land is if they need to buy it for a substation or for the batteries, because there's so much value in the battery storage, you know, at a concentrated level, it's worth it to them to buy the land. But 98% of the land that would be tied to this, in my experience, is leased, surface lease.
So do we contact them or do they come to us? We haven't been contacted on anything yet. So, I mean, how do we approach this? That's where I don't know.
Well, he mentioned that, was that Hopkins or Lamar or wherever the 2027 start date?
No, that's
here. That's here.
That's what these fellows are proposing for your three solar projects, that they wouldn't break ground until 2027.
At least that's what's on this Powell law firm.
Is all three of them or just one of them?
There's three.
No, but the, I think the last one, maybe the one that's putting off until 2027. That's out north.
There's Lupinus 1 and 2, and then there's Stockyards. And all of them.
Stockyards is going to be out here on Daphne Creek.
I thought there was a 2025 date on one of them.
Stockyard's supposed to start next year.
Oh, you know what?
January.
Stockyard is 2023. So they, to answer your question, they should approach you. It's not uncommon for them to go to school district first because that's the lion's share of the tax burden.
Well, apparently they have.
But they'll.
He was saying five. He said, we've done four. I believe that's what he's saying.
They may have done some in other counties.
Well, that's true too.
There's a third company coming in besides these three. There's another one coming in.
Wherever there's transmission lines is where they'll concentrate.
Exactly what they did there. They followed the transmission line.
Yes, sir.
So what was your target start date on Stockyard and the others for 27?
It said Q1 2023. So that's probably the most. I looked at the other two, but I didn't focus on it just now. So they should be coming to you. Do you have a feel from your school board whether they're going to be supportive or not on the deal?
They don't have much of a choice, I don't think, do they? And we can sit here and talk about, well, we don't like them coming in here, but it's probably a plan, and it's like putting in a hog farm next to it. May not like it. And I'd rather live next door to a solar panel than I would a hog farm, but I've lived next door to a dairy farm before.
There are ways to, you can put language in there, and I've got that language for you. You can require the state,
not just that,
decommission it, return the land. Of course, that's it with agreement of the landowner. Return the land once they decommission to original, whatever, forage, native species, things like that. Some judges and commissioners will want green screens around them, mm-hmm. The buffer visual effect. I might get challenged on this later when I come back, but if you don't do any agreement, you have less control. If you do an agreement and abate something, then that puts them in a position to have to give you concessions. Agree to return your roads or upgrade your roads. Agree to.
They'll tell you they didn't tear them up.
I'm sorry, what was that?
They'll tell you they didn't tear them up after they get through.
Well, we got some language specifically on that, and also the Texas Transportation Code. We had to threaten to use that in Lamar County, and they showed up and wrote us a check for $70,000. But they pulled dozers over a county road and destroyed it and denied it, and it was about a week's worth of conversation before they made it right. So you've got some recourse. And to be honest, you've got the recourse with or without it in the bay. But if you formalize it in the abatement agreement or the road use agreement component, it's addressed, they've signed it, and you're taken care of.
One of the big deals that keeps them from coming back and trying to negotiate the tax rate with the appraisal district.
That's the big thing, yeah. They will, and I'll defer to your chief appraiser on this, but they engage consultants, and every year they come back and say, no, the depreciation needs to be more. And they end up depreciating that thing down to nothing, and you don't get any revenue. And the pilot payment, that's out the door. They make the 10-year worth of payments to the county. If they choose to renege, then the agreement's undone, and they're subject to full levy back to year one. And keep in mind, these things, like a 300-megawatt solar project, is worth about $1,075,000 per megawatt. That's what the value is right now. They're lowballing in their deal, by the way, to the school. But it's worth about $1.75 billion. So, but it depreciates from year one. By year 10, I'm gonna make up some numbers. Say it's $400 million a year one. By year 10, it'll be worth 20% of that. I think that's $32 million. So $400 million becomes $32 million over 10 years. A very aggressive depreciation, which they try to really capitalize on. Of course, that's the protection of your revenue.
But if we have an agreement with them over a 10-year period, they're going to pay that no matter what.
That's the,
That's
yeah, the and the deal that he can work.
Whether it depreciates or not.
The deal that he can work to get that money some other way other than under a taxation helps us tremendously too. Sure.
It comes in as other revenue. Is your treasurer present?
Yes, sir.
What
so it'll be classified as other revenue and so not subject to the cash, you know better than me. But so it gives you some more flexibility how to use it.
Yeah.
All right.
So now, how is your feedback? Are you percentage? Are you, how do you, you're going to be doing all the negotiations, I assume, if we do hire you. And so how would you feed that?
My fee, I charge it. It's a flat fee, it's not a percentage. Okay. And I draft the agreement to where the date that they sign it, they need honor before that date, they need to pay that fee to the county for softball, so that costs the county money.
Gotcha.
Great.
I think better.
All right. Anybody else got any questions? So we just need to kind of hang tight until we get the call, right?
Probably not a bad idea to reach out to the school district, take their pulse, and then see.
Well, yeah, I did. And I called him the other day, and they're kind of moving forward. We don't have a school board member in here, do we? Well, but yeah, I called him, talked to him. The last week, and talked to him today. So, yeah, I'll get back with him, kind of work, see, kind of. Because I was just, what are y'all doing right now? He kind of, he was throwing numbers out. I'm driving down the road, and he's throwing numbers out, and I just. But they're already working on this. He said 4 out of 5. So.
And if you want to have a call with him, I'm glad to.
Okay.
Maybe you want to be a little more aggressive and say, ask for an introduction. Just to see that way you're really up on what they're planning and what their timing is, and then I know your budget. Want to know that. So different counties take different stances on
okay.
If it were me, I'd probably be more proactive and say, I understand y'all want to make an investment.
Okay. All right, anybody else?
Thank you, Jeff.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you for
coming. Appreciate the invitation.
This is.
I'm going to excuse myself.
That's that. Okay.
Sign in this.
All right.
Y'all, I'll leave the card right up there. And
okay. Welcome. All right. Thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to number 11, consider and take action approving trade-in of old patrol units toward the purchase of the price of new patrol units. Sheriff, you're up.
I've got 4 cars out back that I was looking to trade in on the price of the new ones that have come in on our own. One I've already been paid for, but the other one just come in the other day. And I just want to trade these 4 cars in on the purchase price of that car. Actually, I looked over the agenda and I didn't see it somewhere, so I didn't bring my paperwork. It would be a 2000 Brian Gerlis or Chevrolet Caprice, which is a 2014. One of the original Tahoes, which is a 2012. The old black Tahoe, which is a 2007. And then I don't have the blue truck out there that I don't have it on. It's going to be 2004 or 2005, I would think. I'll have to get that information to the court. Main reason I'm going to do this is that over with COVID and last year we ordered the cars and then the wrecked one that we had that replaced with insurance. When I figured my budget, I figured that I didn't figure in COVID. And so cars are coming in later than I thought they were going to. I'm having to pay extra out of this budget for money that I expected to pay for the cars that are coming in now, and I'm going to be short. Well, I was trying to make up some difference anywhere I could to save some money to make up for some of the fuel cost and cost in the jail and food. But I talked to Betty Sue. Some counties, they're already in your inventory. You can go ahead and trade them. Some counties want to talk to the commissioner's court. I thought since it's to be
most counties auction them off, don't they?
Some counties do, some counties auction trade them in. Just kind of.
What are they going to give me on this trade?
I don't know.
I
haven't asked the guys. Usually I don't give but $1,500, $2,000 a car on auction. And I don't know if any trade amendments will be any different. I was just going to try to save some money in my budget because I'm already spending money out of that I didn't plan on spending because of COVID. But some counties trade them in, some counties sell them at auction. I was going to trade it. What got me started on this is I have Maltech who does our upfitting. They're wanting the black Tahoe. And they're wanting it to have as a runaround truck for his employees to run to the parts store to get parts and stuff. So I called the tech to see if I traded it in, trading it for services. And the law says you can't trade it for services. If you're going to trade it for vehicles, you can't. I can't trade it for work to be done on the cars for upfitting them, but I can trade it for the purchase of a new car. So, just trying to recover some of the money that I'm going to be out.
Well, most of these deals now, I understand that they're in search of used vehicles now because used vehicles are way more than they've ever been.
And I don't know how much, I mean, it may not, honestly, I was out there looking at it yesterday, or day before yesterday, 200,000 miles on one and 200 on another one. And I don't know how much they're going to give me on the trade-in, but at this point right now, there's nothing else.
How many's on that car? About a million?
Hmm? Which one?
Oh,
Gary's
car.
Yeah, Gary's. 200,000 miles on it.
He's had it for
40
years.
He's had it for a while, 14, 8 years. Yeah. Yeah, it's.
Did you just put him in a new one this year?
Yeah, I just put him in a new Ford.
Yeah, I didn't know him when he wasn't in his car.
Yeah, he's tricked a lot of people. But,
I move to approve him. Sheriff, to trade.
Second.
Okay. Okay, we got a motion and a second.
Are you going to just leave that open and give you a chance to either trade it or trade it in or put it on auction?
Yes, sir. If they don't give me anything for trade in, but like I said, it's I don't know how much difference it's going to be because, I mean, if he just comes up and says, I ain't giving you 500 piece, I'm going to auction them off.
Yeah.
You know, if he comes up and says 1,500, 2,000 a car.
But then,
that's going to be worth trading them in.
Because then, you know, you pay a commission on that auction, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
That's 7%.
Yeah. Used cars up about 25-30%.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Coming down a little bit. Used cars was up like 40%.
They are. One thing I've been thinking about, when I was looking at those back there at the new ones, he was wanting to trade them. He was asking me to beg it for them.
All
right, we got a motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. Number 12, consider and take action on approving the purchase of 13x6 MC360 message trailer, serial number MM11044, and authorizing payment of invoice from Applied Concepts in the amount of $14,800. I think we're working.
Is this a different one?
Well, we just need, where do we get the money?
Tell us where to pay it from.
Where do y'all want to take the money out of? Where would you like to take the money out?
I thought it was had discussed taking it out of it.
ARPA.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Out of what?
Y'all discussed it. This was never in motion. We went back and listened to it. Betty listened to it.
Okay. My fault. All right. So I need a motion
to approve
and take the money out of ARPA.
To approve and take the money out of ARPA.
Second.
Okay. Got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. All opposed, the ayes have it. Number 13.
I have a question on ARPA. Did we not get $1 million or whatever it was last year? Supposed to get another one this year?
Apparently, Hopkins County said they got there, but nobody else in the list said they got it. I've been checking.
We requested it, but we haven't received it.
Okay, but that was the original plan.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And I don't see anything.
We're watching daily.
Yeah.
Well, where I'm going with that is morning. When that, how many $1 trillion was that ARPA to begin with? Three or so?
3 points.
We got 2.08 million.
So when that other trillion hits, y'all can just count on the inflation going up another 5 to 10%.
Oh, yeah.
at least.
It goes up daily at the gas pump.
Yes, it does.
And Berkshire's and Walmart.
Yeah, that is all by truck.
Okay. Number 13, consider, and I'll kind of go into a little bit more of this right here. Consider and take action on approving entering into a 90-day contract with Juan Fuentes Design, designating him as the interim OSSF inspector for Franklin County, and that's our sewer inspection and stuff. Josh, would you like to stand up and tell everybody bye and tell them what you're doing? We're losing Josh. He is better than himself, and I kind of let him explain to him. We're going to miss him, but I'll let you kind of tell everybody what's going on.
I appreciated working with all of y'all. I appreciate the time serving Franklin County and the citizens, and I was offered a position with State Fire Marshal's Office as an investigator for arson investigations, and I start on the 20th, which is next Monday. So we're trying to take care of the septic inspections so there's somebody available to sign off on those. That way nobody around the lake is having to wait to build their houses. Well, the lake's the only ones that get held up on it. Everybody else would be okay, but the lake properties are held up by the water district permitting if we don't have somebody to sign off on them. So
well, we appreciate you what you've done for us and your grants, and I'm going to go and explain to you where I'm going also. We're taking applications. I'm working with our constable. Oh, there you are. I'm going to work with him, and we've talked about it, and I was just going to move it over to him and let him kind of take over the thing, and I think we kind of ran into whether our constable will be also the fire marshal, and then our county attorney told me I don't know why we're doing it. So, but I'm still going to work with him. We're going to set and interview the people, and we'll let him kind of hire him right along with me, and I'll kind of sign off on everything. I want him to also help Branton to serve papers when he's not busy, and to bailiff courts and kind of help him out on the court system and everything, so we might can utilize. So now the job title is going to be sewer inspection, emergency management director, fire marshal. What else were you doing? Grant writing. And now we're going to be deputy constable, bailiff, and
he's not going to be the grant writer.
Do I know?
He's not going to be.
Well, no, but he was. That's what I'm saying. He was the grant writer. But yeah, we're probably going to let
shift that.
To maybe let Robert do that and do that and take the money from that to the other one. But we're still in discussion on that. That's kind of where we're headed. So we're going to add a little bit more onto that. Yes, but we're taking applications right now. So, but as far as going back to this, they approved one for a 90-day contract.
How much per system? How much per company is charging?
It was, let me read it for you. Oh, right here. 150, I'm sorry. He'll contract with Franklin County about TCEQ Designated Representative Services starting on June the 20th, 22 for a period of 90 days. These services will be provided for $150 per permit packet. I understand that these services are on an as-needed basis as the county appoints a new designated representative when within the above 90 days, my service no longer may be needed. One for this.
He's done that before.
Yes, he did that before Josh.
Currently, our permits are $325.
Yes.
And he is just wanting to do it to help out. He said he's not wanting this as a permanent gig or whatever.
And he said it's
still till y'all need.
Yeah.
He don't want to do any complaints.
He bless his heart. He was getting some pounded before. I didn't think he'd ever volunteer to do it again, because he was getting hammered by someone.
Judge, did you say 150 per case?
Yeah, per inspection.
I move to approve.
Per permit. Okay, we got a motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Who seconded?
Jerry. Okay. Do we have all ayes?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let me get that. Okay, now we'll get down to the good. Y'all been patiently waiting back there. I made y'all sit through the whole commission's court. All right, number 14, consider and take action on approving a resolution authorizing Franklin County TxDOT and DPS to construct westbound waste station in Franklin County. let me kind of back up on where I went with all this. I put a deal in y'all's box, I guess y'all got it, from TxDOT. It was kind of three letters in one. I sent you a copy too. And it really didn't say yay or nay, or y'all need a, it did say you need a bigger site, but you know, I said, you know, we sent it back, we're gonna walk, what if we bought more land? But anyway, I talked to Jim, went blank here, but anyway, I talked to TxDOT, and he said, yeah, we'll move forward with what we need to, I said, what do we do to move forward? He said, I need a resolution from the county saying y'all wanna move forward. Talked to Major Nordlow, and he said, yeah, he said, you know, make forward, and then he would get with everybody, and we'd kind of, this is just kind of get the ball rolling, saying we wanna do this. You know, I know we had the presentation the last time about all the good things. I had them to come to Major Norlo, said you'll send them the guys. I called them, they two of them showed up, and I appreciate y'all showing up. Captain Lieutenant out of Mount Pleasant, that's over CBE. Well, you're everybody, you're just a big dog over there. He's over I asked them to be here if there was any questions about where we want to go with this. I personally, the years I was working, what I see out there and what we can build is big enough. Now they want it, you know, they were gonna park 17 trucks. Well, 17 trucks, a lot of trucks for what CV's concerned, because you know, we're pulling in 4, 5, 6 at a time and doing six, you know, you're gonna, if they go out of service, you're gonna park them over on the side until they get inspected and then let them go. And you may be running some on the pass-through lane and everything. We don't know what this is going to cost us yet, but this at least gets us going in that direction of where we can get something done, where we can get TxDOT to. And my understanding, y'all help me out here, what TxDOT will do now, they'll come in and do the plans. They'll take the measurements, they'll do the plans on what they can do in a certain location. We're probably going to take the trees down on that side so we can have more parking spots. But it's going to be our responsibility to build the lanes, the arms, the pit, sewer and water. And I believe everything else will be leased, talking to Major Nordlow, will be the he's going to lease the building and all the equipment, the technology. And as he said, he's going to supply the manpower, he'll supply the building, and he'll supply the technology. That's right, a lot.
Yeah, the technology package is about $1.1 million for all the, make it all work, all the new technology get in place.
Yeah.
And then make sure we have the manpower to run it, and we've already got that in place, and we'll add to it until we get that. And then we can lease the scale house building, so there's no cost on construction on that. Lease one, it's you get a chance to get over Queen City and see that one. As a recent one, it's a nice building, nice size, accommodates it very well.
I think Lily put in the paper a picture of one that was done. Is that the one in Seguin? The one that you had on the front page of the paper?
Yes.
Hey, it's a big building. Yep. And it's a movable building, but it's nice.
The square foot was 36
by 48 was the building we put in Queen City.
Was it?
Do you remember what was there?
Yes.
A little shack.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I worked.
Is that going to be enough land out there?
I personally think it will. TxDOT didn't think it was going to be enough land. Now, we do have a landowner that's willing to sell us more land. But if we sell more, he sells us more land, we're going to have to build a FM or a highway there. And I drove out there, and if you go to the service road and you go down to the north side, it's a big drop off. We would be hauling more dirt and y'all hauled out to the ballpark at that time. Because y'all hauled a lot of dirt out there. And so I don't know, we'd have to get with TxDOT. And the planning stage is really going to start now of what we need to do. And I guess they'll come back later on and say you need to do this or this or this.
And then you come out with about 2 or 3 plans, and it'll have different layout of the scale for what they're looking at on possibly buying property without buying property. And you'll have that when we have that meeting, go ahead and lined out with the prices.
The only negative I've heard on this so far is from trucking companies. You know, they're the only one that's concerned about it. Y'all can figure out who that was. I said, go 167. You know, I don't know. You're not that smart. Go on.
Just put up a sign on 167, fines double over here.
Yeah. So if we do this project, where's TxDOT going to put their truck parking?
Well,
because they said here they've got funding that has to be used for a truck park, truck parking location.
Well, Rosico Ranch would be a good place to start.
Yeah, they're in agreement with us to let us have the westbound now, and they will go ahead on the eastbound side. Eastbound side and probably go ahead, but maybe here in a couple of years we can take that and they'll already have a base already set up over there. But apparently, Titus County, what he told me, that they will use Titus County where the weigh station is now, soon to get this one opened up for more truck parking. Yes, ma'am.
I received an email last week from a HDR Incorporated out of Fort Worth, and he was asking me, he said he's doing research on the TxDOT project on the rest area to put in 18-wheeler parking.
Yes. And I
told him, it's like, I was under the misunderstanding that I thought that it was going to be a weigh station. He said, no.
Well, my understanding, they have hired him. So this was supposed to go up in August, I think. Right now, this, what we're doing today, will stop that on the westbound side, at least. I think part of the deal is going to be that we'll give them the eastbound, they give us the westbound. So,
because he was asking me about why the sewer out there.
Now, does that mean that we could, this could be going like this, and all of a sudden it goes like this? I mean, it just has to, a signature in Austin, Texas, is all it's going to take to blow this out of the water. But, as he told me through TxDOT, Dan, what was his name, Dan Perry? We've got to have this to go forward to stop the westbound and start the project for us going forward. But we've got to have this done.
Get a call for anything?
Do what?
To get a call for anything?
Yeah, we'll start planning and then the TxDOT has on staff, not on staff, but they've got people they've got on
contractors
to do the plans. They got three different ones, I think they use, they said. So I guess they'll get with us and we'll start drawing plans. And I think y'all are going to be really big into that, about what y'all need. And they'll probably get with them before they get with us, because we're going to be the money backing doing this, since we're going to reap the benefits of it more than anybody.
Okay, did I understand you correctly that we can lease a building and then you lease it from us?
We, DPS, would lease the building through a federal grant.
Okay.
So we would handle the building, the technology, and the manpower to run it.
Okay. So we wouldn't have any building cost?
Just the construction site.
Yes.
And the sewer and the water.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
But not building the building. We would provide a leased building for that.
Okay.
This is not going to cost us near what I thought it was. You know, when I came in here, I was saying $7 to $10 million, and Major Norwood was kind of laughed. He said, no, it won't cost y'all near that. And I said something about it was going to take us probably 10 years to pay it back, and he laughed. He said, no, you'll pay it off a lot quicker than that, believe me, with the fines that come in from this.
Yeah. What you're saying, what you were saying is, y'all will build the building, lease it to them.
It's going to be a
totally move-in building.
A lease building, yes. And they would lease it to them. Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Do you have any upgrades on the equipment? I mean, are y'all going to handle any upgrades to it, or in the future?
For technology, yes. The scale facility, or the building, yes. I know normally Daniel Brooks is the sergeant from Mount Pleasant for the CBE, so normally he has to go to the county for some stuff when it comes to the scale itself, like the scale head. If there's something wrong, they're going to have to go to the county for repairs or certain little things like that, but the majority of it comes out of our federal grant money that we have.
Is this going to be the one like the Seguin or whatever that has the underground inspection?
Yes.
And 70-foot scales and all that?
Yeah, that would be idea. That would be the scale part.
I don't know how you're gonna put that on that small piece of property.
It goes, it's big. When you get those trees out of the way, there's a lot that was over with the picnic tables.
Bigger than those.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is our target cost now?
Well, we don't know yet.
Well, how are we gonna, how can we?
That's exactly right. We're not approving any payment yet, but that's where we.
But how can we?
You just want to sign a resolution to say we want to move forward with it.
To see what it's gonna cost us. We're not agreeing to build it right now. This is not agreeing. This is a resolution just that we want to do this, and we basically want to look at doing it, and that gives the plans.
To get them to stop building the truck parking.
Yes.
Yes.
Once they do the design work, they'll provide you whatever, you know, there's a couple of options, you know, to this for this price, this for this, and that's the point where you're gonna have to decide to jump in or out and what you would want to go with.
Okay, let's assume it's a couple of million dollars. Is that reasonable?
I think so.
Okay, where's that inflation?
Well, whatever. Pick a number. I don't care.
Well, if.
Where's it gonna come from? Okay, if I get quiet.
The same place we got about more than $800,000, buy y'all new equipment. Where did we go for that? We went to the bank. And the problem is, I think the public, the ones that I've talked to are crazy if you don't do it. You know, once you explain it to them, the income, the money of the, of what this brings into the county is a relief on the taxpayers. They've grown down the road big time. Yes, ma'am.
Would this reduce property taxes? Is that what you're saying?
I think it would reduce a lot of things. I mean, when you got extra money coming, when Ricky has prisoners that he's doing from outside, it's extra money coming to the county that the taxpayers don't have to buy a lot of stuff that he repairs the jail with. The taxpayers are not paying for that.
But this new project, would that help reduce property taxes?
I think anything.
In the future, after it's once paid for, yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So, you know, it's kind of like years ago, we built a new jail. I don't think the taxpayer really paid a dime for that jail because he started bringing in federal prisoners, and I mean, they were making payment after payment after payment from this federal, from the federal inmates that were doing.
So where is this going to come? I'm not familiar.
It's where the rest area was.
Oh.
I don't understand.
Okay.
So it's.
And why are they closing the one in Titus County? Are they closing that one?
Titus County, they were going to have to do a lot because it was on the, and they can probably explain that more, it's on a curve as you're coming in.
Yeah.
And when the truck, they turn the light on, and we'll have new technology, they won't have to do that much anymore, my understanding. But you turn the light off, and these truck drivers, they don't know whether to pull in or not. So they just start piling up. And I'm telling you, they would pile up from halfway to Mount Pleasant, you know, thinking they're supposed to pull in. I mean, it's just, and this is more of a flat place, it's just more better location. And Titus County really didn't show interest in wanting to keep it in Titus County.
Was that because of the cost of making?
No, I don't think so. They wouldn't. They were making money. I don't know what. Y'all might can explain it. I don't want to get in their head about what they were thinking or what they weren't thinking.
Didn't get a reason why. We wanted to put in the technology, the new technology, you know, to upgrade, and they weren't interested.
That bypass ain't there.
It is. They were going to have to build
that one.
That's strange if it's going to bring in that much money to think Titus would.
Well, let me tell you, I know for a fact they paid for that. They paid for the scales in the ground, and they paid for the two buildings when I was working out there. And it paid off in about 6 months. And they've been pure money coming in. I think they asked them to buy coffee for the troopers out there. And I think they kind of griped about buying coffee. I'll buy coffee all day long. We got that kind of money coming in. And you know, talking about other stuff that, you know, trash service, having a dumpster out there, stuff like that that we have to pay for like that.
What would you do if you're just a parking lot out there? That'd be a liability to the county, and this here would be an asset.
That's exactly right. I think it's where you need to weigh one against the other. You know, the truck parking out there would be a disaster, and this could at least bring some revenue in.
Yeah. And I'm looking for anything that lessens the heart. On the citizens, and this will bringing in prisoners lessens the hardship on the citizens. I mean, anything that we can do to do that.
And go ahead. The other day, one of my deputies was out there working interstate on the step program, and I was go back to the year bottles and the poop that's put in sacks and throw it out. I mean, they don't. You can put as many trash containers as you want out there. They're going to throw it on the ground. And he was out working the traffic deal. The car drove up, pulled up in the grass, and run over one of those things, and it just shot all over him. he agreed, and that's just not healthy.
Oh, that's terrible.
Not healthy. And if you let truck park, I'm not even excited at all about the eastbound side being truck parking, but I mean, we've only got so much money, but that's just filth. It's nasty. If you want to know what truck parking looks like, just go on your road trip one day, a few hundred miles from here, and just let check some of them out. And you won't want it here.
Yeah. But, well, maybe when this gets rock and roll, we'll take over the eastbound side too.
Yeah.
But you know, right now, believe me, we're trying to play politics.
Oh, I know. Right, I know. We got to do what you got to do to get what you got to get.
And it's been an uphill struggle.
Well, what does DPS say about the east side, eastbound?
Well, I mean, ideally, we'd prefer to have it all at one spot and be able to, you know, work those sides.
Makes it better for them.
We're going to work it whichever way.
Well, I think we ought to work toward both sides. I think east and westbound.
Well, we can send them that and tell them that we're interested in putting up something on both sides.
Well, why would you want to do westbound and make truck parking on eastbound? That would seem like that defeat what we're trying to do.
Yeah, except we got income coming, man. Well, I would prefer it to be waste station on both sides to keep the trash and the nastiness from over there. I really would. But I'm telling you right now, it's just been a battle with TxDOT over this. I mean, it started off, they didn't even invite us to the meeting. I mean, they did this in secrecy, and we kind of found out through the back door. And I was not happy, and that's when we started making phone calls, and they told us that's basically none of our business. And I mean, it's been a
Well, I'm surprised we have got back to this point.
Yeah. I'm very surprised that we got the westbound side.
Well,
it's not working. I'm trying to
do it.
I'm
going
to have to call because it's barely blowing back here. It started real well and then it keeps getting worse.
What's the, when they do an inspection and have to write some tickets, what is the usual fine for a CD ticket?
I'm going to turn that over to our JP. It depends on weight. I know that several thousand dollars for a weight, a gross weight now. And y'all may know the answer, because I know that just several years ago they went way up on them. Now, let me say this as an ex-CV trooper. You're not going to get a lot of weight violations on the interstate. You're going to get a lot of weight violations coming right down 37 right here on log trucks and stuff like that, and dump trucks and stuff like that. These trucks that are coming in, the biggest thing that they're looking at really is the braking systems, the equipment violations. There used to be logbook violations, number one, but now they all got fewer logs. They still can catch them and violate them some kind. I know that when I worked for Preacher, we had electronic logs and they cheated all the time. I used to catch them and we'd fire them, you know. There's a way to manipulate the logbook, but they can check those. Probably, it's been 10 years, so they probably check them a whole lot better now than what we could, because they started the electronic logs back then, and we didn't. My biggest way I'd catch them is turn your electric log on, let me see if they didn't know how to turn it on. So that was a given right there, you know. But you know, hazmat going into the Dallas area, that's a big thing. You're looking at what kind of hazmat violations, that's another big. Your strapping, load securement, yeah. That was a big thing on the interstate. Stuff not secured down properly. And there's a book that thick of violations. And really, truly, most of your trucks, 98% of your trucks out there are pretty good company, big companies. They work hard to keep their rating down and keep a good rating. So they work really hard, but the problem is that the brakes and stuff like that, and the equipment do fail over from New York or Philadelphia or Washington, wherever they're coming from, Detroit. They're coming right through here to go to Mexico. And this is the main thoroughfare from Mexico to the Northeast into Memphis and Nashville and just all the bigger cities up there. So weight's not a big deal out there, really. You'll catch one every once in a while. I know Pilgrims was, you know, they were between Dallas and Mount Pleasant. Pilgrims paid for those scales out there in Mount Pleasant, whether they liked it or not. Those gut trucks they had, I mean, they were, every one of them were 3,000 or 4,000 pounds over on
Did you ever get on that and inspect the brakes?
I refuse to do it. I also refuse to go in the cattle trucks. I see y'all firemen in here, so. So, but as far as the fine goes on those, I think now, the gross weights, if they're more than 5,000, they can go up to 10,000, they can go up $3,000 or $4,000, $5,000.
No.
Is that correct or not?
I don't think so.
I don't have the numbers because, I mean, we don't deal with them that much. I mean, I can get it for you, but I just, I don't know.
Well, yeah, it's, they make lots of money. Out there, they really do. And, you know, when you're looking at civilians out there 8 hours a day, you know, as troopers, we'd go out there and work 4 or 5 hours and get 5 inspections to go home, you know. But they're out there as a 8-to-5 job, you know. They can't patrol around Red River County and Lamar County and Titus County, you know, they're not patrolling. And they do that, so they're out there all the time.
Go to the football game.
Huh?
Go to the football game.
I go to football games, yeah. I do that. All right. Do I have a motion to approve?
Go for it. I move to approve.
Second.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Is there any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. All right, let me go fill over a few things right quick. Tomorrow, and she didn't put a time on here, so somebody help me out if they heard about it. Flag Day ceremony tomorrow morning. And I don't know what time, so if y'all can be here, you know.
Tomorrow evening at 6.
Oh, it's 6 o'clock. Oh, okay. Well, she's acting like it's tomorrow morning because I told her I had a doctor's appointment in the morning. We've got budget tomorrow afternoon. So 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
Okay. Oh, well, I will be up here at 6
what
o'clock.
What is that?
Flag Day ceremony. Captain
they thought you weren't going to be there and they replaced you with the mayor.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I'll be here at 6. I thought she was talking about here yesterday morning.
Well, you can both welcome me.
Yes, okay, so I was going to say that. Marla gave me effective July 1st our gas per mile at 62.
I'm reimbursement for travel outside of the county.
And can we get that on the trucks and stuff?
No, sorry.
I can't get enough gas, I'm supposed to get out of county. Having trouble.
Well, I had 3 gallons left in my truck the other day, $140 to fill it up.
Well, it makes you feel better to fill up at half.
Well, I
thought it was lovely.
Thank you, Mr. Bob.
What was the announcement?
62.
Yeah.
Anything else you
got?
We have
so many contracts
in standby for Peoples and for our telephones. Our telephones will be contacting us here shortly to come in and start to talk to all the department heads about what their needs and wants and everything as far as hardware, phones, and all that. Peoples has been working on our fiber connections inside each of the buildings. Our phones are not working right now. Our voicemail is not working right now. It just rings and rings. So if we don't answer, some of us are there, or if we're not, our voicemail is not picking up.
The main phone number doesn't work. The main phone number.
No, 537-2342 does not
work. Doesn't work where you go to the extensions to know what button to push to get to the offices.
What should be called?
Well, each office has an individual phone number, and I put it on Facebook, except I didn't know y'all's came.
Well, the judge is 4252 from the county judge's office. There's not one dedicated.
Okay.
The county attorney's office. So,
that's
for either one.
4252, did you directly?
They're supposed to be here today, but I don't hold out much hope. They weren't being here once.
Tomorrow?
She's
speaking. We start budget. Yes.
Yes.
Start budget. We start budget tomorrow. Everybody's welcome. We will take input. You going to be here? Well, yours will be coming up Wednesday. So be here. Or you're going to lose out. We're going to cut your head. Scott, yeah, I'm looking at you, Scotty.
You can only hide from it so long.
We'll trade seats tomorrow.
But everybody's welcome. I know that we have some things that are coming up. I know that fuel prices have gone up. We're going to have to do something about y'all's fuel and y'all's fuel for next year, because I don't think gas prices are coming down a whole lot.
Well, you know, I had my tanks topped off.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, that would be reasonable to do, because gas just keeps going up. But $8,000 worth, I thought, maybe that wasn't such a good idea, you know.
Well, it's either, you know, it's going to go up.
Yeah.
I try to keep mine pretty full, because I figure it's just going to go up.
Yeah. So anyway, we need to discuss several things here in budget. Been thinking about.
And expect $8,000.
Well, Tom, I asked for that air in here too.
I'm good. I don't know what y'all.
It's 75 degrees.
Is that, are y'all hot?
It's 100 outside.
Back here.
Hey, you just need to lower your blood pressure.
I forgot to take your blood pressure bill this morning.
I'm working inside for a reason.
All right, did everybody get their list for tomorrow on the scheduling, on what we need to do?
And I just printed off budgets too, our little packet budgets.
Move to adjourn.
Sure.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, thank you all for coming.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.